On the inside of St. Joseph Cathedral in downtown Buffalo, it was your typical Red Mass. Introductory rites, the sign of the cross and greeting, the opening prayer. It was business as usual. The outside, however, was crowded with a few protesters calling for Bishop Malone's resignation. Even though Malone didn't speak at Tuesday's event, it was important for Catholics like Ronald Cinelli and his wife to voice their displeasure with the current leaders in the Diocese of Buffalo.
We felt we had to do something. We stopped our donations at our local church, Holy Trinity in Dunkirk. We love our local church, but most Catholics don't realize 20% of collections go right to the diocese. And we thought it was against our conscience to even indirectly support Bishop Malone in this regime of secrecy.
Cinelli is a senior attorney at the Children's Legal Center in Buffalo. He and the other protesters saw the Red Mass as an opportunity to call on the legal community to speak out against Malone.
I think more lawyers should be out here protesting. I think by their presence in Mass, they're implicitly giving an okay to Bishop Malone's handling of this scandal.
Cinelli says his faith in the Catholic Church is as strong as ever, but he wants to see some accountability. That sentiment is shared with fellow protester and victims advocate Judith Burns Quinn.
It is not the church. It's not the Catholic Church. It's a group of men who have done despicable things, and they have been able to get away with it.
As long as Malone remains the bishop, protesters say they will keep finding ways to make their voices heard. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.